Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, you heard it. 1-800-313-9443. Phone lines are open, and they will remain open for the remaining 2 hours of our live broadcast tonight. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about a vast and varied current events, a lot of stuff to talk about over the next hour. And then in the third hour tonight, we're going to do something that we only do once a year. We're going to take a look back on the year that was for the Political Cesspool radio program, our top 10 year in review countdown. That's always fun, and it always happens our last broadcast of the calendar year. So that coming up in the third hour, a little bit of fun. We had a focus on a certain individual, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, during the first hour. We're going to cover current events here during this hour. Between the 3 hours, you're getting it all tonight. But let's go to the phones. Without further ado, Vicki in Idaho, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, fine, thanks. I actually did have a question for your guest, but perhaps you can answer it for me.
I doubt it, but I'll give it a shot.
Well, I took a class when I was going to school in New York. I took a class in Soviet politics. But the professor didn't teach from a book because he was a Russian. And the system that he described, the communist system that he described, is what I see being implemented here, which is that the ruling authorities are the Soviets, the committees, the councils, and basically the people in government were just the puppets of this communist
network. There's no doubt about that. And I would take slight issue with some of the things Dr. Maltsev said in his characterization of the Soviet Union and the communist makeup. I mean, it was obviously overwhelmingly Bolshevik or Jewish. And the same people who led that Bolshevik revolution and turned Russia into a godless and communist nation are the same people now that are perverting our institutions here in America. And certainly it's not the politicians. The politicians are, in my opinion, mere puppets to these masters that be. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a kook or conspiratorial. I mean, it is just, patently a matter of fact. But I would agree with what you're saying so far.
Well, and that's my question. Has anybody written any books? Are there any books that you know of that describe the political system in the Soviet Union? Because, you know, it's one thing to tell people that this is the system that was over there, but because the whole government is a facade and the communists are external to the government, it's difficult for people to, at least, you know, in this country, where at least traditionally things have been, you know, very open and upfront, and you could point to the power structure, that you can't do that, couldn't do that in the Soviet Union, and that's where we're going. And so I would like to know, are there any books that are written on the Soviet political system that you know of?
Well, there is, in fact, a lot, and I'll tell you what, that we only have about 20 seconds before break. I don't want to misquote some of the titles of these books. I have some of them in my library, but I want to get you a more detailed accounting. If you don't mind, I know, as I said a moment ago, our website is down temporarily. We've been having very heavy traffic over the last couple of months, and it seems as though we're currently down. It should be fixed before the end of the program. If you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, send me an email to the contact page, and I will take the time to personally answer your question and give you a full listing of books that I think might satisfy what you're looking for. And thank you, Vicki, for the call from Idaho. And again, it'd be more than my pleasure to help you find those books, because there are many of them out there, and I want to make sure you get the best books that you can find. So that being said, got to go to another break. These short breaks are a pain, but, you know, we got to pay the bills around here. The Political Festival will continue right after this on RBN. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIT card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Something I want to talk to you about now, gosh, I tell you, it makes me so sick. I mean, this is probably my biggest pet, and I've got a lot of pet peeves. But the subject I'm going to bring up to you right now is probably number one on the list of pet peeves right now in my life. It just, it's repulsive. We've been talking about this, for 4 years anyway, as long as we've been on the air, as long as this show has existed, the fact that Christians, and I am a Christian, okay, so don't get this as an anti-Christian rant here, but it's just appalling to me how far the church is going away from biblical doctrine. Christians, or a lot of these big Christian churches, are quickly getting on the politically correct bandwagon. And it won't be that long before almost all evangelicals accept homosexuality as perfectly normal and appropriate behavior. And they're going to begin apologizing for centuries of hatred and bigotry, quote-unquote, on the part of our Christian forefathers and their twisting of scriptures to suit their hateful prejudiced views. It's already happened with interracial marriage. As you know, most Christians, members of Christian churches just up to, 30, 40 years ago, considered it to be absolutely sinful to be engaged in interracial marriage, and then the politically correct dogma shifted course, and so the church went along with that. And the process is already underway. but moving at a much faster clip with regards to homosexuality. So what exactly am I talking about? Why am I talking about this now? Well, it's because Rick Warren, you know, the guy who wrote The Purpose-Driven Life, this mega pastor of this mega church in California, well, he caught all kinds of flack after Obama. Yeah, that's right, Barack Obama. It just goes to show what kind of guy Rick Warren is, if Obama would even consider him to deliver the prayer at his inauguration. Well, he did. Obama asked him to give the invocation at the inaugural. And now Rick Warren is being accused of hate and is being compared to a Ku Klux Klansman by the mainstream media because Rick Warren, at least in the past, has opposed same-sex marriage. And I use the term marriage loosely when talking about homosexual unions. But Rick Warren, as you might expect, is quickly falling into line. Saddleback Church, the mega church Warren preaches at in Southern California, used to have a clear statement on its website concerning the sinfulness of homosexuality, and it read this, and I quote, "Because membership in a church is an outgrowth of accepting the lordship and leadership of Jesus in one's life, someone unwilling to repent of their homosexual lifestyle will not be accepted as a member at Saddleback Church. That does not mean they cannot attend church. We hope they do. God's word has the power to change lives." That was the quote, as it appeared, on Rick Warren's church's website up until a few days ago. But then, after Obama asked him to deliver the invocation at the inaugural, and the mainstream media started sniffing around to see what they could depend on this guy, they started calling that gay hate language. And now that statement has gone down the memory hole and been removed from his church's website. And it's paying off for Rick Warren, big time. Not only will he be praying at Obama's inaugural, he has now also been selected to be the keynote speaker at next year's official Martin Luther King annual commemorative service at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. If you read that story, you'll see that it has inflamed the homosexual community even more, and he's once again being compared to a Klansman, et cetera, et cetera. But gay activists needn't worry. Rick Warren is growing, and it won't be long until he shuts up about homosexuality altogether, just as most of the Judeo-Christian preachers will do. Just watch and see. They'll pipe down for a few years, and then they'll begin reinterpreting their own Bibles and apologizing for their history of hatred toward their gay brothers and sisters. You get back with me in about 5 to 10 years and tell me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you I won't be, and I hate to say it. But not all blacks are getting on board with the Rick Warren bandwagon just because Obama has selected him to deliver that invocation. Mary Mitchell, the black Chicago Sun-Times columnist who struggles twice a week to contain her hatred of white people, she has ranted recently about Obama choosing Rick Warren to deliver that invocation because a white preacher ain't got no business up on that platform when America's first black president is sworn in. Plus, he's against gay marriage, so he's right up there with the Ku Klux Klan, right? Well, here's what she said in her own column. "Of all President-elect Barack Obama's choices, his selection of megapastor Rick Warren to give the inaugural invocation had my phone ringing off the hook," she writes. "Some people were outraged that Obama bypassed prominent black pastors and selected a white evangelical minister to give the sacred prayer on an occasion that has special significance for generations of African Americans. Others were dismayed that Obama chose a pastor at the center of a gay marriage debate over the objections of gay rights activists who supported Obama's historic campaign. Frankly, it's insulting," she writes and continues. "How do you put a civil rights icon like the Reverend Joseph Lowry, whoever that is, at the tail end of an event that honors the nation's election of the first African-American president? The only reason she can think for Obama to give Warren such an honor is that he's already thinking about re-election. Warren, who heads the 20,000 strong membership of the Saddleback Church in Orange County, California, used his immense power and influence to pass Proposition 8, the amendment that eliminated gay marriage in California. Regardless of how you feel about gay marriage, Warren's advocacy makes him a controversial and political pastor. Time out, everybody. I got to pause. I'm trying to read through her column here. First of all, without vomiting, but I can't continue on without taking time out to really just put the brakes on it. And I mean, is that not the pot calling the kettle black? This is a black columnist complaining that Obama has selected a white pastor who is, I mean, what's he doing that's controversial? I mean, the Bible is absolutely explicit in saying that homosexuality is an abomination. It's a sin. It's wrong. It's perverted. It's immoral. It's disgusting. You know, the Bible says all that. And so, you know, for a Christian pastor to quote biblical scripture with regards to homosexuality, I don't see, only in America, only in these Orwellian times that we live in, I guess it's not just America, it's everywhere now, only in these Orwellian times would that be considered controversial for a Christian to quote scripture, and that'd be some sort of a scandal. But can you get this? A columnist, a black columnist, complaining that this white minister is a political pastor, quote unquote. I mean, have you ever been to a black church, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this is all that they do. All they do, all they are political operatives. I mean, come on. And just Jesse Jackson, the so-called reverend himself, does he even have a church? All he is a civil rights hustler and a charlatan. And so for this columnist to complain that Obama selects this white pastor who at one time took a biblically correct stand against gay marriage, I mean, that's all gone now. He'd rather be politically correct than be a good Christian. I mean, he's a scumbag. That's what he is, just like Pat Robertson and the late Jerry Falwell. I mean, scumbags, absolute traitor to the religion that they are supposed to be defending. But anyway, and that's it. As I told you, it was a pet peeve. I'm getting fired up now. I want to hear from you on it. 1-800-313-9443. What do you think about this? I mean, what do you think about Rick Warren acquiescing to the false gods of cultural Marxism? What do you think about Rick Warren, removing biblical scripture from his church's website in order to conform to the dogma of political correctness? What do you think about it? What are we going to do about it? 1-800-313-9443. I'm serious. I want to hear from you on this. Anyway, what do you think about this columnist dare calling a white minister a political operative? But anyway, I'm going to finish reading her column, and it's only one more paragraph. It says that you won't see a contingent from the Ku Klux Klan marching in the inaugural parade, but to gay rights activists, there is not much difference between Rick Warren and the racists who opposed the civil rights movement. I'm going to read that one more time. You won't see a contingent from the Ku Klux Klan marching in the inaugural parade, but the gay rights activists, there's not much difference between Rick Warren and the racists who oppose the civil rights movement. Are you getting the writing on the wall, Christian? If you oppose sodomy, you're as bad as a Klansman. All I can say is thank God the newspapers are dying. I just hope I can live long enough to see the day that this idiot loses her job as a paid propagandist. We're going to go to the phone. Mark in Minnesota, what say you? We got 60 seconds to break. Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
As
far as Rick Warren goes, I kind of look at him like his purpose-driven life, where my sister sent me the book, and I told my mom, and I opened up the preface, and I read that, and then I took out my King James Bible, and then I read it to my mom, and I said, well, do you understand it? And she says, well, you know, I mean, it's 180 degrees, you know, so, you know, it's one of those things where he uses like 20, 25, 30 different Bible translations, and whatever fits his means for the day, he kind of slides along, you know.
Oh, well, and that's what they all do. I mean, that's what they all do, Mark. I mean, I tell you, it saddens me. Listen, all right, hold the line. We got to go to break. I'm going to pick up with you right when we continue. We're going to stay on this topic for a few more minutes. James Edwards, Political Cesspool, returns right after this.
Way, there's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Now, let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, continuing on about the fraud that is Rick Warren. I mean, and what is a so-called Christian pastor even doing at an Obama inaugural? Why would he even go and deliver a prayer there? If Satan invited him to give an invocation at a whorehouse at the seventh level of hell, would he go there too? Continuing on with Mark in Minnesota. Mark, you were making some good points before we ran into the break.
Well, I was going to say he wasn't he the first to be a CFR member or he's on his way to.
That's right. That's another thing that I didn't even have on the agenda tonight, but I have read that. That's right. He's on the fast track now to get in all the clubs. You know, and once he's tempted with that power. Obviously, he's fallen for the temptation of the limelight and to be near these power brokers, these evil people like Obama. And I have more contempt for people like Warren, obviously much more contempt. I mean, Obama is just a Marxist. He's just a classic European socialist. He's just doing what's natural for people of his mindset to do, and that's be a pervert. All right? But, you know, a guy that's ahead of us, a Christian church, ought not be associating with people like that. Much less amending his philosophy to suit their worldview. It's sickening, and it's not just Rick Warren. That's the sad thing. It's all of the big churches and many of the smaller ones now too. I don't like where it's heading. The Christian church is going the way of all of our other institutions, and we got to do something to Well, we got to do what we can do, and I guess, you know, we're doing all we can do, at least on this program. But, you know, whoever, whatever members there are in that church needs to do something about their pastor. That's all I can say. Let's go to another call. David in South Carolina. David, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Edwards. It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you, too. What can we do tonight?
Well, it's the only second time I got to hear your show. I just started listening last week. I had a question for you for later on, but I just want to point out something on this same subject. Obama is obviously a Marxist, and he's obviously anti-white. So why isn't he having that Reverend Wright guy do his invocation?
Yeah, you know, that's... that is a good question.
I mean, liberating theology.
Obviously, in the radical anti-white dogma that is, you know, embodied in Reverend Wright, those are where Obama's persuasions lie. And now that he's elected, I mean, what could they say? I guess he just feels as though it's a little too hot for him to touch.
Yeah, liberating.
That's one of the
theology.
Very, very, very few things that the media ever even mentioned that was detrimental to the aura of Barack Obama. But I mean, you know, that's where his heart is. You know that. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, see, now there's a little point here. I grew up in a middle-sized southern city, and I was had the opportunity to experience liberation theology, you know, firsthand.
Uh-huh.
At a daycare center and things like that. And it's pretty clear that it's not all about that we want to be put on par with the white folks and just everything's okay regardless of skin color. It's not that at all.
No, it's not. And it's not, you know, it's everything. I mean, you know, it's everything. It's everything, David. It's every issue that conservatives and Christians used to champion are being, you know, perverted even now. I mean, obviously by the media and by the colleges and schools and but God, you know, now the churches too, and I hate to see it. You know, I hate to see it, and it's just, you know, you've got this dispensational theology now in there too,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I don't know, you got to worship Israel and give everything you can to the Zionists in order to get to heaven. I mean, I don't know what they're teaching in some of these churches. I mean, not at my church, but the more I read about it, the more disgusted I am. But listen, my friend, keep tuning in. We're going to try to give you the kind of stuff that you need to hear. And as I tell everyone that's a new listener to this show, we're grateful to have you. We got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good shows dating back 4 years in the broadcast archives. Folks like Pat Buchanan and all the others come on here. And I encourage you to go browse through those archives and become better acquainted with our work. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay. Well, do you have time for one more question?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hit it real quick.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I know you got a break coming up. Okay, considering the fact... the ascendancy of Obama to the presidency, and you guys are located in Memphis. I'm not sure if you're Southern born and bred. You probably are.
Yeah, we are.
I got your stuff in my files somewhere, but your website's down tonight, so I was wanting to go back and refresh my memory on everything. But I'm sorry. But anyway, I don't know. How do you guys feel in general about do you foresee more maltreatment of white folks at the hands of the non-whites in this country?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we haven't even, I don't think we've seen the tip of the iceberg yet, as bad as it's become over the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to
get worse. I encourage anyone to read
worse. The thing about it is we're not going to be given this preferential treatment when we become a minority. I mean, you know, it's not going to be, they have no sense of play fair. That's for saps like us, this equality and diversity stuff. That's all at our expense. Once we become the minority, those, you know, privileges and special treatment initiatives aren't going to be afforded to us. It's going to continue to get worse. And maybe it has to get worse, David. Maybe it has to get worse before our people, the people who founded this nation, the people who carved it from a wilderness, before they wake up. I don't know how we lost our sense of cultural heritage. I don't know how we lost our spirit, but it has been lost. We've got to have an awakening. We've got to have a renaissance. And maybe it has to get worse. Maybe we have to suffer a little bit more before we wake up. And if that's what it takes, then, you know, bring on the pain, baby. We got to go to break. We're going to be back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Continuing on tonight, and I believe David made mention of the fact, and I did earlier, that the website is down momentarily, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, it just went down apparently right after we came on the air tonight. It was on, I checked it about a half hour prior to showtime tonight, and it was up. But it's, you know, as with any show, and I don't say this as a prima donna, but this is, in fact, a world-famous radio broadcast now. The Political Cesspool has been much talked about for 4 years. We've had a great deal of success, and with any entity that continues to grow, you have those inevitable growing pains. But I tell you what, we have a great web team. They work day and night keeping the website up and running. I believe this is only the second time this year that the website has been down, and both occurrences have happened within the last couple of weeks because of the heavy amount of traffic that this show is bringing in to the website. And what that tells me is that people are beginning to realize that we're right. We always knew we were right, but thank God we're being proven right to a great number of people. And I want to encourage you to continue to check our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you can't get enough of us here every Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight, when we broadcast live, you can go to our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, normally. And there you'll find our blog and our extensive library of shows past in the broadcast archives, some video footage of my appearances on CNN, and a lot more. A lot of stuff there at thepoliticalcesspool.org, so continue to check it out. Now, I want to quickly move on to another Obama inaugural speaker since we're on the subject, Elizabeth Alexander. Have you heard of her? Well, who is she? She is the black, quote-unquote, poet that was chosen to write and read a poem at Obama's inaugural next month. My God, next month. We're less than a month from Obama being sworn in as president. God save us. Anyway, Elizabeth Alexander is another beneficiary of the abomination of affirmative action, and she's a professor at Yale, which, believe me, folks, doesn't mean as much as you think it does, as well as a Pulitzer Prize finalist. A lot of her poems have to do with racism and civil rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like The Venus Hottentot, which is widely considered to be her best poem. Now, I want to read to you, a couple of lines from that immortal work, The Venus Hottentot, by quote-unquote poet Elizabeth Alexander. Here it is. Her genitalia will float inside a labeled pickling jar. Monsieur Cuvier investigates between my legs, poking, prodding. Since my own genitals are public, I have made other parts private. That comes from The Venus Hottentot. Those are lines from the poem. That's what the New York Times calls a work of intellectual magic. They call that, what I just read to you, a work of intellectual magic. Yeah, right. Listen, folks, you've got to support this show. You know, we've celebrated over the last couple of months that, and it's been proven, again, true, newspapers all over the country are dying, thankfully. But there's still not that many shows or media outlets that are giving you the truth and a good dose of common sense like the Political Cesspool does. And we need your support, and you can support us financially at thepoliticalcesspool.org. One more thing along the lines of Obama appointees and invitees. I don't know, and I'm sure a caller here, we have the most educated audience in all of radio here at RBN. And if something has developed here that I am not yet aware of, it has been Christmas this week, so I'm not as on top of things as I usually am. But so if something else has occurred, if there's a development that has occurred on this story that I am not aware of yet, give me a call and set me straight. But as of December 20th, I know this the story was current as of last week. Did you hear that Obama is strongly considering, in fact, leaning towards tapping a open homosexual as Secretary of the Navy? Well, that's what Newsweek is reporting. His name is Bill White. And get this. And not only is he not a military officer, he's never even been in the military. He's a president of a museum, for crying out loud. Sources tell Newsweek that the president-elect is considering the appointment of the first openly gay chief of a military branch. Bill White, the president of the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York, is being backed by congressional and former military leaders to be the next Secretary of the Navy. Among White's vocal supporters are retired General Hugh Shelton, a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Representative Gerald Nadler, a New York Democrat whose districts include the newly renovated Intrepid Museum, which sits on an aircraft carrier in the Hudson River. Nadler says that members of Obama's transition team have reached out to him about Bill White. They're clearly vetting him, he tells Newsweek. Because the Navy Secretary is a civilian job, White's appointment wouldn't directly conflict with the military ban on gays, but it would certainly bring new attention to the Pentagon's don't ask, don't tell policy as Obama gets ready to take office. And again, I'm reading directly from Newsweek. Don't get this as my commentary. Don't confuse this politically correct stuff as my commentary. Getting rid of that law, Newsweek continues, under which more than 12,000 members of the military have been discharged, not nearly enough, in my opinion, was an Obama campaign promise, though the president-elect has since acknowledged its repeal might take some time. If nominated, Bill White, 42, the openly gay non-military museum director, who could be as the next Secretary of the Navy. I want to know what Art Frith thinks about this. You know, our producer, Art Frith, is a former Navy guy. What does he think about this? Anyway, it says that Bill White will likely face questions about his take on that policy, the don't ask, don't tell policy, which was implemented by Clinton. in 1993. Well, as we know, all I can say is, with regards to this open, you know, homosexual, the Secretary of the Navy, I mean, it just sounds like a joke, doesn't it? It sounds like a joke, like a bad comedy. And this is our reality here in America today. I mean, what happened to our country, ladies and gentlemen? How in the hell did this happen? But Rick Warren must be real proud about the progress being made on the Navy front. He must be real proud. God. What else is going on in the world today? The Hokey Pokey is now a hate crime. Did you hear this? I wish I was kidding. I'm not. Catholic leaders in Scotland want singing the Hokey Pokey to be banned as an act of religious hatred. Yes, I'm serious. I read now from a publication over there. According to the Catholic Church and some Scottish politicians, singing the popular tune that begins with the words, "You put your right hand in, your right hand out," may constitute an act of religious hatred. A spokesman for the leader of the church in Scotland said the song had disturbing origins. Critics claim that Puritans composed the Hokey Pokey in the 18th century in an attempt to mock the actions and language of priests leading the Latin Mass. Now, politicians have urged police to arrest anyone singing the Hokey Pokey and appear to be taunting Catholics under legislation designed to prevent incitement of religious hatred. They should probably ban Red Rover, too, because it's insensitive to communist dogs. It's always silly to me when you see the non-whites, when you see the minorities playing this, you know, nonsensical victimization game, but white people really look stupid when they try to do it. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. I guess we're still on the tail end of the so-called holidays. It's not called Christmas anymore. It's the holiday season. And it was certainly a happy Hanukkah for Isaac Tusi. Hear about this? George Bush. Now, he can't pardon the two Border Patrol agents that shot the illegal alien in the butt that was bringing over about 2 tons of cocaine. No, they're still in jail. But George W. Bush has pardoned notorious Jewish swindler Isaac Tusi. Tusi got caught ripping off banks and poor non-whites in loan scams, you know, like mortgage fraud, the very thing that has wrecked our economy. But he gets pardoned. I'm sure that Bernie Madoff and Mark Dreher can trust Barack Obama to do them right, too. I'm just reflecting upon that which we've learned and that which we've covered over the last 10 to 15 minutes. It really sounds like this is like a joke, like I'm making this stuff up. It sounds like... I'm not making this up. It's disturbing. It's disturbing. Bill in Tennessee, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, do we have a call?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're on the air.
My name is Bill. Enjoying your program, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Listen, I happen to be black, happen to be a fiscal conservative who voted for John McCain. I was talking
uh-huh.
to your man who answers the phone, but I agree with everything you said, but I need to bring you up to speed on a couple of things from the black perspective.
All right, please do.
And then hope you'll engage me in conversation. One, you need to thank the black folk of California for being able to read and understand the issue of homosexuality and voting that crap out, because it's given the rest of the nation a reprieve.
As far as that goes, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's been well documented that black Americans in California overwhelmingly voted correctly for the Proposition 8 measure. And for that, I mean, there's nothing you can do but applaud.
Absolutely.
I mean, they did better than certainly European Americans on that question out there.
Yes, sir.
You're right. There's nothing that can be argued there.
And that's given the rest of us a little breathing room, because had it passed there, it was going to sweep this nation like locusts. Number two, I happen to be a lifelong Lutheran. And you mentioned something about black theology, and that's all they preach in black churches. Let me tell you. I've been in the Lutheran church all of my life, and the only thing you're going to hear in a black Lutheran church is about the word, the sacrament, and the blood of Jesus.
Listen, I don't doubt that either. The Lutheran church is actually one of the more conservative and more biblically accurate denominations. And what I would say to you, and listen, there are a lot of black Americans that are doing a great job.
That.
Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, I've worked with the Zola Foster on the Pat Buchanan campaign. What it's going to take, though, is people like that getting a hold of the black community from the charlatans like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. And I know that the media coronates them to
yes.
some sort of perceived leadership position. And it's
exactly.
not as though white people have any real spokesman either. I mean, you know, maybe this show to a very small extent. I mean, it's a problem that faces populists. And conservative Americans of all stripes, but I mean, I think for the black Americans who share our commitment to returning the American experiment to the way it was originally envisioned by the founding fathers, I mean, we share the same problem in so much as I don't believe our people have spokesmen in place that are really representing at least my interest and your interest. I mean, I can't
Absolutely.
Speak certainly for the black community as a whole, or even
Absolutely.
For the white community as a whole, as far as that goes, but. But you see where I'm going with that, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do so. Can I make one final comment?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to do so.
Anytime.
We're going to get the government that we deserve. Barack Obama did not get there on his own. And he had a lot of help from white educated females, from white folk from 18 to 35, and a lot of money. From all over the place. So he's not alone. But finally, here's one thing. You want to know how we got there? You asked a question, and I thought about this. And here's my take, sir. We have moved from a race privileged society to a class privileged society. And what you've seen in this last election. Sir, is a lot of pressure has been put on the white middle class. The rug has been pulled out from underneath them. They've lost a lot of jobs. They've lost a lot of status. They've lost a lot of money in this trumped up money system of ours. And they are the ones that are clamoring for someone to pull them out of the hole, and they felt that Barack Obama was their savior.
Well, I don't know if
that's my take on it.
I don't associate with that many people that voted for Obama, and I try to keep a distance. So maybe I should get in the trenches more and find out what exactly they're thinking. I mean, that could be it. I tend to believe
really
that this lending-like mentality that most of America has. Wants to be seen as doing what's fashionable and what's in vogue, and certainly voting for a convergent like McCain. And I don't like McCain's politics any better than I like Obama's. I happen
Absolutely.
To vote for the Constitution Party candidate. But I think that I'm sure for some it was that, you know, some people voted for Obama for the reason that you just stated. But I think more of them just wanted to be doing the thing that was politically correct, that was voting for the well-spoken, stage-managed, how could you describe Obama accurately?
That was what
everybody was doing. That was the prevailing trend. Everybody wanted to be with the in crowd, I think. And that was that, you know, you did say something earlier. We only got a minute and a half. And this is an engaging
sure.
conversation. I appreciate you calling in. You said something earlier, too. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Barack Obama wouldn't have been elected had it not been for the vote of the European Americans. I mean, it goes without saying that 95%+ of black Americans voted for Obama.
It was the whites
in the Midwest and in New England and in the Northwest that you know certainly won the election for him. So that, you know, again, you're not wrong there either. And I don't know what's the matter with those people, but no, you're right. I mean, it was certainly he drew from a lot of different pools. And I don't want to cut you off, Bill. I really appreciate you calling in, but we do have to go to break. But I would encourage you to continue to listen into the program and call us back anytime you'd like. You're more than welcome anytime you please.
Thank you. I've enjoyed the conversation and look forward to listening to the rest of the program.
Thank you, Bill. And always good to hear from a fellow Tennessean. We are going to take a break, and the political festival will continue right after this on RBN.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys. So today, I'll be
standing right by his side. You know, as fun as this show is to host, and as fun as it must be to listen to, or as entertaining or enraging as it is to listen to, depending on your political perspective, we have a lot of fans, we have a lot of haters. A lot of the fun goes on behind the scenes. I was continuing on the banter with my engineer here at RBN during the break, trying to figure out how Obama got elected. He suggested group hypnosis, and he might be onto something. Did anyone catch the look on those people's faces the night Obama won the election night when he was at Grant Park in Chicago? That glazed, worshipful, brain dead look like Night of the Living Dead. That's what they looked like. Maybe that's what it was. The Manchurian Candidate. You know, I don't know. Anyway, I must not have been hardwired to receive the transmission. Yeah, something's wrong with me. That's a given. Anyway, what else is going on in the news today? By the way, don't forget, we're coming up in a minute here in the third hour. We're going to be doing a top 10 year in review countdown. The year that was 2008, the top 10 happenings of 2008 on this program. We do it every year. We're going to do it this year, tonight, during the third hour, coming up in just a few minutes. But more from the news very quickly. The big Madoff fraud scheme. You know, everyone's been talking about it. We've been blogging about it a lot at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Well, it claimed another victim, and this one's a good victim to claim, the Ely Wiesel Foundation. Ely Wiesel, if you don't know who he is. Well, you don't want to know who he is. He's a Nobel laureate, so that proves that he's no good. An author who survived the Holocaust. Anyway, I'll just get back to what happened to him. The Ely Wiesel Foundation for Humanity lost more than $15 million, nearly all of its assets, in the alleged fraud scheme run by Wall Street baron Bernard Madoff, the fund reported last Wednesday. Quote, we're writing to inform you that the Ely Wiesel Foundation for Humanity had $15.2 million under management with Bernard Madoff Investment Securities. This represented substantially all of our assets. We are deeply saddened and distressed that we, along with many others, have been the victims of what may be the largest investment fraud in history. If only the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, had invested their funds with Madoff, maybe the world would be a slightly better place today. What else is happening? God, there's so much happening, and I've only got 3 hours a week, and I've only got 30 seconds to break. How does that happen? I got another break here. I was going to tell you about a German military victory. That hadn't happened since 1943. Don't you want to hear about that? I'll tell you about it right after the next break. We got to do it. We got to pay bills, sponsors, and such. You know how it works. This is commercial radio. What can I do? What can I do? There's nothing I can do. I got to go to break. So we're going to do that. More to come. Still an hour and change left to go in the program tonight, so don't go anywhere. We're gonna make of it what we can. The Political Cesspool continues right after this.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Why continue suffering from